With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. No weapons for Israel if they use them to take out terror group Hamas in the city of Rafah. That's the word from the Biden White House. GOP Idaho Senator Jim Risch says President Biden is abandoning an ally while appeasing hard-left Democrats.
What the president has done is handed a great victory to Hamas here. It's going to invigorate the fighting that they're doing in Gaza, and it's going to stop the negotiations that have been ongoing. This was a horrible mistake.
Idaho State and Boise police remove a pro-Hamas encampment that was set up on the Idaho State Capitol steps late Wednesday. Idaho State Police say protesters moved from the lawn of the county courthouse to the steps of the Capitol, blocking the entrance, which is a violation of the state code. They say there were no arrests made. Also at SRNNews.com, Red State Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana is taking some Republican-friendly positions as he aims to hold on to his seat this November. Bob Agnew reports.
Tester on Thursday became the first Democrat to co-sponsor the Lake and Riley Act. It would require federal officials to arrest illegals who commit certain crimes until they can be deported. On Wednesday, Tester used a committee hearing to confront Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin about the crisis at the southern border, a situation the senator called unacceptable. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal appeals court rejects Hunter Biden's bid to dismiss his federal gun indictment. The president's son set to stand trial next month in Delaware. Prosecutors say Biden illegally bought and possessed the revolver in 2018 while using illegal drugs. Biden's also facing a federal tax indictment. That trial set to begin in late June. A California law that gives universities access to gun owner data will stay in place. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed a lawsuit filed on behalf of gun owners in the state. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the world of darts.
Dita Hedman is a female darts champion from England, and she recently opted to forfeit a match at the Denmark Open rather than compete against a man who is living as a woman. In a social media post, Hedman says she doesn't care what people do in their personal life, but, quote, "I don't think biological-born men should compete in women's sport." Leagues of all kinds are being forced to grapple with the issue of males intruding on female competitions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Transgender activists have flooded a Utah tip line established to alert state officials to possible violations of a new bathroom law with thousands of hoax reports. The online portal got more than 10,000 submissions in its first week. State auditor says none seem legitimate. Trans activists say the fake submissions are a form of protest. Latest attempt by advocates to shut down or render unusable a government tip line designed to protect girls and women. This is SRN News. Well, stocks got a needed late-week boost.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, pulling the S&P 500 back within 1% of its record high. The gains followed a rough April for the stock market. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Thursday. The Dow climbed 331 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.3%. Markets got some help from a report showing a rise in the number of U.S. workers applying for unemployment benefits last week. That helped bolster hopes that the economy may be cooling enough for the Fed to consider pulling back on its high interest rate policy. The Fed is trying to slow the economy enough to get inflation under control, but not so much that it sends the economy into a severe recession. Seth Sutel, New York.
More Americans are filing for first-time unemployment benefits. The Labor Department reports receiving 231,000 initial requests in the week ending May 4th. That's the highest number reported since last August. More details at SRNNews.com.